Welcome to the Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month. This monthly cassette tape series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of helping the service contractor come to a place of maturity and profitability. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. When it comes to marketing, most companies have lots of great ideas, but more often than not, it boils down to placing a Yellow Page ad in our local telephone book. Probably the last item on most marketing lists is the use of the local radio station, especially in a talk radio format. Well, it may be time to rethink that option. Once you listen to this month's tape on talk radio, this form of marketing may just move near the top of your marketing priority list. Joe Lowe has been a radio TV personality for over 30 years. He opened Joe Lowe Productions in 1997 and specializes in advertising and marketing for small, local, and regional businesses. Many people know Joe, or at least his voice, from ESPN and TNN as the voice of the United States Hot Rod Association. Mr. Lowe's company produces radio and television advertising campaigns and personalized telephone on-hold and answering machine recordings for clients throughout the United States and Canada. Joe explains the success of the company this way. We deal with local people providing services to local people. Many businesses that cannot afford a marketing staff can benefit from our professional yet affordable services. Although each month's tape is of significant value, there always seems to be a couple each year that become classics. This is one of those tapes. Listen carefully. It just may change the way you market your company in the future. Oh, and by the way, be sure to listen carefully to the end of this tape. Grandy & Associates is introducing a brand new 3-day business training program called the Basic Business Boot Camp. I'll give you the details at the end of the tape.
Today we're going to talk about experts. Yes, you're an expert. You're an expert at what you do. I'm an expert at what I do. But you know, there's always that one guy, whether he's the heating and air conditioning guy in the community, whether he's the landscaping guy in the community, whether he's the electrician in the community or whoever, that is set up as the expert in that community. Today we're going to find out how that happens and how you can set yourself up as the expert. Well, first of all, if you're the only one in your town doing what you do, that's great. You have no competition, and, well, there's really no need to listen to this tape. But my guess is that you're not the only one doing what you do in your town, in your community, or your city. My guess is there's a lot of competition. And the chances are many of those people run their business very well. Perhaps as good as you do some, maybe even a little better. Maybe they have deeper pockets, whatever the case may be. But how many people are the experts? And how did they get to be the experts? And how can you take a little bit of that action away? That's what we hope to do today. You know, we're going to go through the basics. First of all, obviously we all know that you need to project a good image with your business. That means if you have service trucks, they should be clean. Your staff should be clean in shirts or coveralls or uniforms that have the company's name on them, and they should be clean and neat. The tools should be cleaned after each and every use and made to look like you're the professional that you are. And your staff should be well-spoken. They should be well-trained, so when they answer the phone, the people feel like they're getting a professional service. The business card should look nice and concise, as should all the signage that's on your vehicles and on your building and everything else. But you know, everybody can do that. But how many people can actually say they are the recognized experts? Today we're going to talk about how you can use radio to set yourself up as the expert in your given town. Now, one of the things I do is radio. And as an old rock and roller, and even played some country for a while, I found as I got a little older, I was very, very comfortable doing talk radio. One of the things I discovered about the audience that listens to talk radio is that they're very, very loyal, and they react, and they're a bit older than most other radio audiences. Now, what does that mean for you? Well, the third one is probably the key in that they're a little bit older. And when I find that talk radio audiences are older, to me that means they have more disposable income. The first or second house and all the scrimping and saving for all the appliances and all the furniture and all that is long gone. Chances are they've nearly paid for their home. Chances are they have some money in the bank, and they may even be retired. They could be empty nesters, and they don't have all the expense of the kids going to school anymore. In short, these are the people with some money to spend for you. And they're also the people that call on service companies to do work for them or to work with them. Secondly, when I say that they're a very loyal audience, they tend to listen to radio longer. The average talk radio listener listens some 5 to 6 times longer than the average country or rock and roll music radio listener. Now, what does that mean? That means that they listen for information, not just the time and temperature and the weather on their way to work and, oh, by the way, can you throw in a ball score? No, these are people that get into topics, and believe me, they react. All you have to do is listen to Rush Limbaugh and hear the people that call Rush's show, or hear any of the other shows, the Bruce Williams shows that are out there, and all the call-in shows, the Dr. Laurie's. And whether you love them or whether you hate them, the people that listen to those shows react. Now imagine if you could get all those people that listen and react and have money to spend to look to you as the expert in your field. We've done just that in my hometown of Owensboro, Kentucky, with a few of our people. Now, there are three ways, really, to set yourself up as an expert using radio. And by the way, this can be done with television, but radio is cheaper, and since we're all trying to save those dollars, we're going to stick with radio today, although I will throw a few sidelights in that cable can work for you, especially if you have a small cable system in your area that really and truly does get out to the part of the population that most likely would listen to talk radio. In fact, I'm talking about many times the seniors, the retirees in the area. If the cable penetration in that area is pretty strong, and there's some local origination cable programming there, the same plan will work. There's three basic ways to set yourself up as an expert. The first way is the very simple way, and that's by having somebody record commercials or write commercials for you that you can record if you'd like to do them yourself, and tell everybody just simply that you're the expert. You're the best. Why are you an expert in your field? Because we have 50 years experience. Why are you the expert in your field? Because we have the college education, we have the training, we have whatever it happens to be, and because the people of this area have been listening to us for so long. Many times in the spring, you'll hear people using these expert commercials when they talk about lawn and garden services and things like that. Many times when there's been a disaster in an area, people will set themselves up as the expert in roofing, or in plumbing, or in siding, or in window replacement, or in furnace replacement, or whatever, using commercials. This works very, very well, and it's relatively simple to do because many of the companies that you work with and represent their products will already have some type of a plan put together. But there again, it's available to everybody. So everybody that, say, sells Bryant heating and air conditioning equipment would have access to the same thing. Hence, the expert status, the individuality, the setting you up on the pedestal is a little less than it would be if everybody that sold that Bryant heating and air conditioning equipment wasn't offered the same type of advertising. Although it is good and it's better than nothing, I suggest we go to step number two. And this is where you do a paid program. You see, the great thing about talk radio is many of those radio stations do have lower listenerships and lower advertising rates. And many of them are open to long-form programming. Now, long-form programming can be anywhere from a 2.5-minute to a 1-hour radio program. You see, where most radio stations will sell you 30-second or 60-second advertisement commercials, And indeed, there are some out there that still sell the old 15-second ones, which, by the way, can be a very, very good buy. There are a lot of talk radio stations that are open to what we call the long-term or long-form type of program. And that's where you would buy a 30-minute block, a 15-minute block, or a one-hour block of time, where you would determine the direction of the program and the type of questions that are asked. This requires a bit of preparation on your part or the part of your wife or secretary or somebody working with you, and the cooperation of somebody at the radio station. Indeed, sometimes it will require a talent fee, for lack of a better term. There are people out there that do very well radio, the same thing that you do in your business. They are experts in the field, and they should be paid for it, too. And radio stations call that talent fee. Imagine if you tried to charge somebody a talent fee for fixing their plumbing or replacing their roof or window. But alack, it's still a talent fee. Believe me, every time my car gets fixed by my mechanic, I know he's talented where I'm not. But these paid programs can work very, very well. You can come up with questions, the most asked questions by people that you do service work for, and you can answer them. You can actually write this down, and you can script the whole thing out. Or you can do it in a talk, you and just the announcer talking side by side. In some cases, you possibly could even take questions. Some, nobody says they have to be just questions that you take from callers. They could be set up and they could be made to sound like a genuine caller. Nobody has to know. Again, this all is designed to set you up as the expert. And today we'll meet a guy that has done that very, very well for his heating and air conditioning business. The third way is to be so good at what you do and to be a bit of a natural to the microphone and a bit of a natural to asking questions and maybe giving presentations, that the radio station will actually give you free time to be a part of their staff. One day a week, one day a month, or whatever the situation might be, where you would come in and do a call-in talk program. Be the resident expert. A lot of stations will do this at tax time with Alaska tax preparer to come in and either give you some general guidelines or answer some tough questions. Many times it's a freebie, and guess what happens? Each and every time you come in to do that show, you'll hear him talk about John Smith from H&R Block or Emily Watkins from so-and-so accounting service. Boy, talk about setting yourself up as an expert to a bunch of people who are listening to the radio about a topic that they want to know about. That's the way to go. Well, let's get right into it. Let's meet some of the people who have done so well with this type of format. The first person you're going to meet today is Al Mattingly. Now, Al is the owner of Acme Plumbing and Heating. It's a family-owned business in Owensboro, Kentucky. And Al, I guess you'd be the first one to tell us today that Acme Plumbing and Heating does not just rely on radio advertising alone, does it?
No, Joe. We do TV, newspaper, yellow pages, all types.
Why did you choose talk radio, though?
Well, I think one of the reasons, particularly using your show, is you've been around a long time. You are a recognized radio personality.
And that seems to work. So what you want to do, if you're not very comfortable with being the sole personality yourself, is find somebody, and there's one in every market. I just happen to be the one in my market, but there's one in every market that's been around for 15, 20, 25, and in my case, I've been around 30 years. There are guys and gals who have been around there longer. They are known by the community just by the sheer fact that they've been on the air so long. So you ride in a little bit on the coattails of their popularity, and that's pretty much what you've done, isn't it, Al?
Absolutely. You have a following. Now, I'm sure that some of my customers follow you, but I'm also sure that some of your listeners are not my customers. So that's number one. Number two, I use your show in particular because I've listened to it myself for years and years, and I like the sound. I like what you do.
You get to set yourself up a bit, and one of the things we were talking about in this presentation earlier was you get to set yourself up as the expert. And people do tend to recognize that because they've heard you on the radio.
Absolutely. And one of the things that's good about radio, Joe, is that people tend to hear me on the phone. They tend to hear me on the radio. They hear my voice on the radio. They associate that with the guy they talk to on the phone. How about that?
I think that works. We've seen it work.
Yes.
It's worked very well for you. But again, nothing works by itself. I think we want to point that out.
As I told you in the past, radio, the other reason I do talk radio is to let people know that I'm successful. I use radio to present an image to people. I don't go on the radio expecting someone who needs a commode fixed that morning to call me immediately when they hear my voice. I'm there to project an image into the community, and one of the ways that I project that image into the community is by using the image that you've already projected into the community, and we combine the two.
Now, Acme Plumbing and Heating has been in the area for over 30 years.
33 years.
And the business has constantly grown. Just for our listeners, how big is Acme Plumbing and Heating? How many units do you run?
Joe, we've got 22 men. And we do about 13,000 service calls a year.
Okay, and as far as new construction, that sort of thing, you do it all?
We do it all. We don't specialize in new construction, don't do a lot of new construction. Service is our business. You know us. We've been around for years, and that's been the my dad was a service plumber, and that's just been carried on.
How do you gauge the success of any of your promotions or advertising?
Well, the girls, lots of times the girls will ask people, particularly new customers, how did you hear about us, where did you hear? But in the case of your show in particular, it invariably, when I get done with one of those sessions for the next couple of days, people will say, hey, I heard you on Joe's show. Hey, I heard you yesterday. That's how you do it. People tell you that they heard it.
And that's probably the most least scientific, but also the most effective.
It tells me you can do all the scientific polls that you want, but I'm not a statistician. I'm a real person, and real people listen to what real people say.
Very, very interesting point there from Al Mattingly with Acme Plumbing and Heating. As a matter of fact, Al brings up several points. First of all, Al has, number one, tied in with a radio show that has been on the air for almost as long as he's been in business. Number two, Al knows his audience. He knows his customers. And when it comes to service calls and the like, he works with business people. He works with women who are home. He works with retired people and a whole wealth of homeowners. These are people, the exact people, the demographics, that are talk radio listeners. And as Al said himself, he wants people to know he's successful. Because people like a winner. People love Tiger Woods because Tiger Woods a winner. People love Joe DiMaggio. Joe DiMaggio was a winner. People like to flock around the winners. And we tend to forget about the losers. And we also tend to forget about those who don't blow their own horn. You know, there's an old saying that it ain't bragging if it's true. And that's pretty much all Al is trying to do is tell people what's true. What's true is that his heating and air conditioning business is there. His plumbing business is there. They do 13,000 service calls a year. They've been there for 33 years. They have 22 men. They have the service. Their trucks are all painted the same. Their men are very, very neat. But above all, he has set himself up as the expert. Al doesn't spend a lot of money doing this, although he does buy a half-hour program. And what he tries to do, and this is the secret, he tries to set it up so that when people are thinking about heating and air conditioning, he is on the air, making himself available to them. In fact, many times, Al is the first one to bring it up. He schedules his radio time right before the cold weather starts. In our part of the country, that's in late September, early October. He'll come on, and he'll be on for 3, 4, 5 weeks in a row, depending on how long that season lasts, once a week, and we'll talk about furnaces. We'll also do a lot of subtle things about plumbing for people, too. And we'll talk about being sure to disconnect the hose before the first freeze and that sort of thing. And guess what? When winter is just about over and spring's just around the corner before that first thaw, we're on the air and we're talking about air conditioning units. All the time, we're suddenly answering questions that homeowners might have. And we're talking to them and giving them some information about how to change the filter, what to look for, this, that, and the other thing. We even recommend not calling Acme Plumbing and Heating, especially the plumbing part, for just one little leaky drain. We talk about how you should save up several jobs so it's all done in one service call. And many of you are out there going, what in the world are you doing there? You're talking business away. No, no, we're not talking don't call. We're telling those people that they can save money by saving those little calls up to be one big call. But what are we really doing? We're giving them the perception that Acme Plumbing and Heating cares about them and doesn't want to waste their money. Think about that. Next time you're out and you're doing a job for somebody and you're trying to convince them and doing whatever you can to get them to understand that they should have, just as they have their own doctor, just as they have their own dentist, just as they have their own attorney, they should have their own plumbing and heating and air conditioning guy. They should have their own construction person. They should have their own landscaper. They should have their own mechanic. Build that loyalty and let them know that others have done the same. Let me ask you a question, Al, before I let you go today. What are you really and truly trying to sell when you come on the radio with me and talk about Acme Plumbing and Heating?
I'm advertising my company and my name. I mean, you know, we talk about furnaces, we talk about air conditioners, but we're really advertising Acme Plumbing. We're advertising family business. We're advertising service. Those are things that we try to sell people.
And obviously it works very, very well. Thank you, Al. Al Mattingly with Acme Plumbing and Heating. And he has found that the very best way for him to utilize talk radio is to take what I call our second approach, and that is to buy a block of time that he controls. And he can determine what questions are to be asked. And many times these long-form type of broadcast can be incorporated in the use of co-op advertising for some of you who may have that available to you. Now, there's a third way. The third way I talked about doing this thing would be to set yourself up as the total expert, the answer person, the answer guy, the answer lady, the person who gets on the radio station and takes call-ins and really put yourself to the test where callers are invited to call and ask questions. There's no 30-second or 60-second commercial here. There's no pre-thought-out planning in this one. It's just Katie bar the door. Today we're going to pick a topic, we're going to go with it, and we're going to see what it happens to be. If electricity is your thing, well, today we're going to talk about changing out the service panel. There are still people out there with that old 60-amp service. How do you go about doing that? Who do you contact for that? If we're talking about siding, we're going to talk about vinyl versus aluminum. We're going to talk about insulated. We're going to talk about the various options that are available. And we're going to open it up. And we all know what some of those questions can be like. But again, if you have a good host, and I think there's one out there in every city, and you let them know what your game plan is, and they work with you. Remember, you're donating your time to the radio station. You're going to build a bond with the person that hosts the show, and they're doing it to try to get ratings for the radio station, so they want to make it very, very interesting. And you're going to reap the benefits because they're going to set you up on a pedestal. You will be the star of their show. They'll promote you. They'll sell you the advertising in your show. And some of you are going, oh, will they actually sell to my competition? They'll try, but the competition's not going to buy it because they know that you're set up as the expert. But who will buy it? The guy that owns the shoe store, the guy that owns the jewelry store, the lady that owns the hair salon, they'll all buy advertising in that show because they know you have the listeners. Now, this one takes a little time for you to formulate, and only a few people can really and truly do it well. Again, it takes you and the personality from the radio station working together and formulating the show. But boy, when it works very, very well. Let's meet Jim Good. Jim is the owner of Garden Gate Nursery and Florist. And Jim, tell our listeners about your show each and every Wednesday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We do the informational, the one-hour informational show once a week with you. You know, the call-in and the expert advice type show.
And the neat thing about that is, as we were pointing out on the tape earlier, you found a way to set yourself up as the expert and really not have to pay for it. But there's a side you have to give up on that, and that's the side of being able to do this kind of thing and answer questions.
Well, yeah, if you put yourself up to answer them, and the way our show does with you and I, as you know, is that it's not taped. It's it's working without a net. You know, we get the question, and you better be ready to answer it or be able to answer it, or you could actually make yourself look like an idiot, I think.
Well, you know, there's other radio stations out there in the markets that obviously have greater numbers of listeners, but you've chosen talk radio to do this. Do you find that the listeners on a talk radio station really and truly respond to what you do?
Well, you know, you can target your audience, I think, and the talk radio crowd tends to be the people in our business that we feel like is the people that spend the money. We can talk to the younger group, which is probably not our customers on the rock stations, but the people, the people that listen, that we feel like listen to talk radio stations are the people that are the older people that are able with an expendable income. And, you know, I'd rather talk to a small audience that is a predominantly targeted group for their dollars than a huge audience with a very few of them are.
There's a little bit of a danger sometimes of becoming too popular, though, isn't there?
Can't keep up with the work a lot of times. That's one thing.
And as far as being out and about, do people recognize you and that sort of thing?
Well, that's become something I never really anticipated. You know, I also do a small TV spot show for like a public service thing once a week, and the voice, and then being on the TV, and of course with your popularity, it is. It has gotten to be I don't want to use the word celebrity, but you're recognized, you know. 5 years. I know when you're saying 5 years, we've been doing this particular show for about 5 years, so you're correct on that. That's a personal show.
You've done some other things, too, though, to build Garden Gate Nursery. You're not just advertising on radio.
No, we mix a blend of television, some, not a lot, because it is quite expensive, and we do some quite a bit of media, you know, such as newspaper advertising.
What about just being out and about and doing the freebies that people are always asking, the pruning demonstrations and things like that? Seems like I'm always seeing you out in those too.
Yeah, we do. You know, I do get asked to do a lot of those. We did this past weekend, University of Kentucky had a demonstration and had me as one of their lecturers or one of their demonstrators, and we do that type of thing and have several appearances, requests for appearances, actually more than we can do sometimes, at garden clubs and civic organizations and talking our topic, you know.
Could you afford the advertising that you get in return for doing the quote-unquote celebrity-type things that you've set yourself up to do?
Oh, no. No, not at all. It's impossible, you know. It's kind of breeds on itself, I think. Of course, we've been here 23 years, you know, and your name does get around just from the fact of being here that long. But it also goes along with that, you know. You have to keep a positive image with the community, and not have bad things and say things and do things to get you a bad reputation. But those things kind of breed themselves, you know. As far as you start out, you're not in much of a demand, but then as you do more and become more public, then you become more in demand, and it just sort of, you know, just takes off and balloons, I guess.
Well, Jim's a little bit modest on that one, because one of the things that you really have to do, and Jim does a fine job of that, is to let people know that you're on the radio. Remember, you're buying at a very attractive price because these, for the most part, are small stations. Many times they're AM radio stations. Yes, there are still AM radio stations out there, and they still do have listeners, very loyal listeners. And in the case of talk radio, these are people who will continue to spend money with you year in and year out, month in and month out. And in Jim's advertising, in his newspaper advertising, he'll put right in that ad, be sure to listen to Jim each and every Wednesday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. on WVJS. Now, this also works very, very well for, I wish we were the ones that invented this, but no, we did not. It works very, very well for places, and, well, as far away from us as Florida and Seattle, Washington and California and everywhere in between. But for the most part, it's still a very, well, very close-kept secret. Now, the one downside to doing a freebie radio program is that all radio stations, and television stations for that matter, are driven by ratings. And should you become very, very popular, and should your show do very, very well, the station will love you. But if the show doesn't do very well, if people are not listening, the station's going to drop you. So if you have sort of a dry sense of humor, if you're kind of creative, if you feel like you talk very well, and as you can tell with both those gentlemen that we had on this tape today, they both are not at a lack of words, and quite frankly, neither am I. There's a good mix there. And we've done it, believe it or not, very successfully with some doctors in the area, with health food stores, not just with the service industry, but the service industry really can benefit. Mechanics have done well with this. In fact, we have one lady that does so well because she is the head of service for a local Toyota dealership that she gets asked to go out now and do so many programs, the dealership has had to hire somebody else just to cover part of that. But they write the salary that they pay her off as a part of their advertising expense. And believe me, their female service work has gone up 60% over the 2 years she's been out talking to groups. That's a pretty sizable increase. Six, is there anybody listening to this tape today that wouldn't like to have a 60% increase in business from one thing that you're doing? This expert concept works. Now remember, you're not going to pay a lot of money for this advertising because, for the most part, the talk stations do not have a large audience. But if you put signs up in your business, if you take the other advertising you do, the print advertising you do, and yes, even maybe some of the television advertising you do, even in the programs, those of you who buy programs or sports things from your local T-ball and basketball and high school football and that sort of thing, if you snipe those and even put it on your business cards, then you're going to help build that audience. You know, and maybe you could even get the radio station to give you a few free commercials for advertising them in your place of business. There's all sorts of ways to do this. And then it also leads to some giveaways. One of the things that we did with Acme Plumbing and Heating and Al Mattingly, the guy you heard earlier, was that we did a quick thing one morning. We said the first three people to call in that were not already Acme Plumbing and Heating customers, the first three people to call in would get a free tune-up to get ready for spring for their air conditioner. Those normally sell for about $65 to $75 in our area. Al gave three of them away. Two of those people were converted to be regular customers. One person, while they were already at their location, was asking about a new air conditioner, and it resulted in a sale. Those are just some of the things that can come for this. And why did they go to Acme Plumbing and Heating? Yeah, it wasn't because he was giving it away. It's because Al was the expert. Now, if you have a business that's big enough, and both the gentlemen you heard on the tape today do have businesses that are big enough to have over 10 to 15 people employed, You need to let the customers know, you need to let your listeners know that you aren't the only expert. Let them know that you hire and are in the business of hiring experts so that they're not constantly saying, well, that's good that I talked to your serviceman, but I want to talk to you. You're going to get some of that. But let them know that you surrounded yourselves with people just like you who are experts in the field. Your competition is going to be scratching its head going, what's he got that I don't? We have the same trucks. We represent the same companies. But you've got something they don't have. You've got the expert status in that community. Jim Good, let me ask you one thing before we close with you today. Can you actually put a dollar figure on this type of advertising? Can you actually see the cash register ring in relation to the program that you do each and every week?
Well, you know, you have to take your sales. We've not had a down sales year. It's been 15 years since we've had a down year, you know, that we didn't increase some. So, it's hard to single out and say, okay, you know, we had a sales increase this year and it was because of blank. But I will say this, since we've been this program that you and I have done for the last 5 years, we have noticed a steeper climb, and we get a lot of phone calls. Say, well, I heard your show on you and Joe Lowe this morning, and I was wondering, you know, and we get a lot of calls like that, so you know that has got to be translating into something positive other than just, just a celebrity or just a status symbol.
I don't know how many of us can say they've had an up year every year that many years. You've done a fine job, Jim. Thanks for being with us today.
Okay, Joe. Thank you, man.
Well, in closing on this tape, there's a couple of things I want to be sure to let everybody know. Number one, don't let your local radio station hear this tape, because I'm going to tell you something that they don't want you to know, that this is a very valuable service. A lot of people don't recognize it, so radio sales teams have trouble going out and selling talk radio many times. Oh, they can sell a Rush Limbaugh program, but what if yours was the program right before Rush? They might have no problem selling a Dr. Laura show in your area, but what if you were the one that came on right after Dr. Laura and picked up that carryover audience? And I will tell you that this type of advertising takes some time and commitment. It could be 6 months or so before you gain that rudimentary expert status, the professional in the community. So plan on spending some money with them. What that translates to is that you'll be able to go in and say, hey, you know, I'm looking at trying your station for 6 months or a year, but you're really going to have to give me a good rate in order for me to do that. Come to think of it, in many of your cases, you might be able to work out a trade deal with that radio station. I can't think of one radio station out there in the country that doesn't need service work in some way, shape, or form. And it just might be you're the person that can provide that for them, and they can, in turn, provide you the airtime. And again, if you start out small and you just do some commercials, that's fine. But make sure they all have a theme. And make sure you're running the right thing. I can't tell you how many service contractors I hear that in the springtime, the heating and air conditioning guy is running something about furnaces and vice versa in the wintertime, or the guy that's selling aluminum siding is running a commercial that's 3 or 4 or 5 years old with some, let's just say some stale and old advertising that everybody has. Remember, if it came to you provided by a company that you do business with, they didn't do that just for you. Chances are they did it for everybody, and there'll be some other people in your market using the same concept. Now, if you have an exclusive, more power to you. But if you have the gift of gab, and let's face it, those of us who own our own businesses more than likely have the gift of gab, and if you're looking for something that will set you apart, it's not going to be a fancy $6,000 paint job on your service van. It's not going to be the fact that you have the prettiest secretary, although those are all nice things. And it's not going to be necessarily that you are the only one in town that provides the service work. Because let's face it, we all have good competition. It's going to be the one thing that sets you apart. And as much as I like the sponsorship of T-ball teams and Little League teams and putting up the signs at the local ballpark and paying for all that, they don't reap the benefits nearly that you can get with advertising on talk radio. Talk radio happens to be the largest growing segment of the radio industry right now. Bigger, at least in growth-wise, than country or rock or alternative programming or classical programming or even the old standards. News talk radio. It's the way to go if you can follow three things. Number one, you can buy the time and set yourself up with some commercials that are informative. Number two, if you can buy a block of time and set yourself up with a good announcer that's very good at interviewing and work with them to let the audience know about your subject. And number three, and the best way to go, is if you can be set up with your own call-in talk show. You must have a host there with you, somebody that can sort of at least carry the way for a short period of time until you get your feet wet. In the case of Jim Gooden, I would have been doing this 5 years, but gosh, we've been advertising his business since he went into business some 20-some-odd years ago. And always look for somebody to work with that's been an icon in that radio market. Tie up with them. If you have to, form some type of a relationship. Many times these folks are in that community, and all it's going to take is you getting involved in the Red Cross or the March of Dimes or the Heart Association or whatever that announcer or that person is involved in, and bingo, you'll have a friend for life. These are just some ideas for you today. And again, talk radio is not for everybody. Everybody can't be the star. But if you think you have what it takes, these are some ideas that can really set your business apart. And when you set your business apart and set yourself up to be an expert, that translates to dollars, and that's what it's all about.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's tape. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Better yet, check out Granting Associates on the World Wide Web. Our website provides a detailed schedule of coming full-day seminars. Our address is www.grandyassociates.com, and it is also printed on the tape insert. Again, our website address is www.grandyassociates.com. Remember I mentioned at the beginning of the tape that Grandy & Associates was introducing a brand new program? It's a 3-day program called the Basic Business Bootcamp, designed for trades company owners and managers. The program involves 3 days of intense business training designed to teach contractors all the basics of labor pricing, cash flow, and service agreements. The tuition includes the latest version of Grandy & Associates' industry-leading software program called Labor Pricing for a Profit with Cash Flow Projections, which each contractor will use to model his or her company throughout the 3-day program. Enclosed is a 4-page brochure giving all the details. Each class is limited to 15 contractors, so call soon to reserve your spot while space is still available. The Service Contractors Business Tape of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.